Hello, hello, hello.
What up?
Welcome to The Plot Strikes Back.
Bum, bum, bum.
We are here to talk about Alien Romulus.
Yeah, man.
There will be spoilers in case you have not seen the movie yet, but perhaps you want to hear what we have to say, and I'm sure you've probably heard what others have had to say as well.
Mm-hmm.
This is just going to be our take to kind of go over a few different points of the movie, and we'll just kind of wrap it up with a nice little rating bow tie at the end. So,
yes, yes, yes.
The way we're going to start this off is with our notes here. We're going to start off with sound design first.
Which is fitting, because the very first scene I think we're both still obsessed about,
yeah.
Which is the nothingness of vacuum of space.
Yeah, I really do appreciate how they articulated the vacuum of space.
Oh my God.
Because a lot of times, you know, and again, even though a lot of us love Star Wars, there's so much noise in space, yeah. With Star Wars and other IPs. And that's not at any way, in shape, or form accurate.
Yeah, no.
You know, to real life.
It's like quieter than quiet.
Yeah, exactly.
It's weird.
There's zero noise. It's insane. And that's actually kind of creepy.
Yeah.
And I love that, though. And the moment you just kind of see the shadow,
yeah,
of the
man,
ship
it's just like
approaching
in.
And you can kind of see like the stars that are disappearing behind the ship.
Yep.
And then it's just quiet. And when we first saw it in AMC Dolby Theater, everybody was silent. I mean, we were chewing our snacks, and I had a curly fry.
I stopped
in my mouth,
popcorn,
and I was just like, I could not chew. There was people that were next to us that were like hands in their popcorn bag,
like waiting.
No one made a single noise, and I loved that because it honestly made me feel like people respected what was happening.
Yes.
And you could say, well, nothing was really happening. It's like, yes and no.
Yes, man. The ship was on its mission.
Yeah. It's like the suspense of what's about to happen here. And as we kind of get inside the ship, then everyone kind of continued chewing their food, drinking their drinks, eating their snacks and stuff like that. But then we kind of just started to see how things started to unfold to this movie. And I mean, all throughout the entire movie too, there was great sound design. I mean, there are a couple times when things got very chaotic, when like alarms were going off.
Yeah.
The sounds of the xenomorphs or the facehuggers.
Xenomorphs.
I there's one part I told you when we first saw this. I like closed my eyes and I was just listening to the sound going back and forth from the left to the right wall of the theater. And like you could just envision yourself there almost. Or I tried to just embrace the fear,
the terror
of what's happening, even though I wasn't scared.
It just a couple jump scares, but like maybe
yeah,
like two
minor
or three.
Yeah, but nothing crazy. Like it wasn't like a horror film in that aspect, you know. But man, like the sound design was magnificent. I loved the sound design
and the space, like whenever ships were taken off or
that was another thing. Like when their ship finally starts to ascend through the atmosphere.
That was crazy. Yeah, that was a cool scene.
I love that whole scene.
Here comes the... I forgot what she called it.
I do too. But
she's like, here it comes.
Yeah, it was very, very, very well done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if that is the type of thing that would get them nominated
and
for an award or something like that. For us, it's on the list of one of the best sound designs I think I've seen so far in a movie this year.
Yeah, I have it written here with sound design, but the music, especially, like I said, the last, and obviously we'll get to this, but the last like 10, 15 minutes, it's like a steep decline into like uneasiness, maybe tense. And that coupled with the music just like at least for me, it added to it.
Yeah,
and
agreed.
Yeah, so the music was just phenomenal too, especially in the last part.
And I feel like that's one of the things about movies where if the sound design and the music help amplify what's happening on screen, then you know it's meshed very well together. But especially in the sound design part, because if you take away the effects and you just leave what's happening on screen, it might not be as powerful, right?
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that we love about music and sound effects. So.
Mm-hmm.
That was great in this movie. Cinematography.
Jinx.
Hey. I think in the beginning, one of my favorite parts too, I just mentioned it, was how the ship ascends through the atmosphere and just like the colors of like the planet and like the storms that's happening as they get into space and like they finally see their sun
Yeah.
Their star.
Oh my God, that's our sun. That was cool, seeing the planet, and
yeah,
that was pretty gnarly.
Agreed.
But also, like, some of the shots when they were in the ship.
Yeah.
The chase scenes were pretty cool. I mean, there was only like one, like, major one, but that was just freaky.
Is it when the face huggers are all like jumping out like frogs? Like,
oh my God.
That was a really cool shot. I don't know if they used CGI for that part,
dude,
or if they actually had trigger points of.
That'd be interesting.
You know, that'd be cool. But
what was also creepy too, before they got out of that room, it's like the door shuts. We think it's all good, and the camera like quickly pans, and they're all just like.
They're kind of like breaking through.
Oh my God, dude. Yeah. Freaky.
Yeah, there's a lot of creepy parts, which is cool to see, you know. And I think, again, when you have a group of kids or younger adults,
I guess they
don't really have to tell how young they are, but I mean, the actors themselves are very young, in like their 20s. So they don't know what they're expecting to find out. And they're just trying to do this like weird, like reconnaissance mission, see if they can recoup anything from the ship.
Trying to grab the
cryo chambers.
Yeah, for the sleep, because they need 9 years worth of coolant.
Yeah,
9 years worth of coolant to get to wherever they want to go.
I forget the planet, but yeah, they're trying to travel somewhere else that needs 9 years.
Yep.
Another cool shot I liked. I mean, there's a couple parts of the xenomorphs and just how the camera was like really focused in on them when they were getting close to. Basically killing them. It's just a kind of thing you have to do in an Aliens movie. Like, you have to have a close-up shot of like the xenomorph and just get the creepy, like, you know, jaws like snarling, and then the little like mouth comes out.
Yeah, man. The xenomorph, as we're calling it, the xenomorph, got a real bad drooling problem.
It needs a bib.
Yeah, it needs more than that. it's a lot, and it's crazy, but looks cool. Love it.
I also like the well, obviously there's a lot of it, but I like the blending of some of the colors in this movie, which is very dark. There's a lot of shadows,
yeah,
a lot of flickering, and I don't know if people kind of get sick about, you know, strobe light effects, whatever, but I didn't. But it was
sometimes I'm whenever it's like real bright, yeah, but not really strobes.
There's a really cool shot of how it's all panning out, like from a length perspective.
Yeah.
When the grav lift hits.
Yeah.
And what's her face? Rain is using the pulse rifle, and she's lighting
the
ball.
With the auto
aiming all the. Yeah. She's using that COD controller.
Yep.
Auto aim, and just lighting up all the xenomorphs. And
twice her size.
Yeah,
she's 5'1".
Yeah, she's not a small human being, but the fact that you see just all this acid.
Oh, dude, that was so cool.
And the way it falls, it was just really cool. Like, I mean, obviously it's an effect, but I just thought the way that was shot.
Yeah, that was really, really cool.
Acting and character design. I think a lot of people have said this so far. That
one person.
David Johnson.
Yeah.
As Andy the android.
Good God.
The movie. He stole the show. He was definitely the highlight of this entire movie. And the cool thing that we found out about this movie is a lot of people in this movie are all new. They're up and coming actors. The pilot that was her first.
Yeah, it was her first gig. Like major gig.
I think this is like the Navarro, second or third thing that David Johnson himself was a part of. So, and then, you know, Rain, Kaylee.
She was in Civil War.
Yeah, she's been in you
couple
know,
things. And couple she's things. In Ryan Johnson's murder mystery.
Yeah, again, it's just great to see
let him do his
a new up-and-coming generation kind of do a decent job. But again, we'll get into some of the likes and dislikes and plot about this. But did you have any issues with the other acting involved? Because again, we know that David Johnson stole the show. But
one thing.
What?
And I've said it 1,000 times now, but I could not stand
the cousin.
I hated him, dude. He was so...
He was super annoying.
Dude, and I think everyone can be like, not only was that probably the most brutal death...
I mean, he kind of deserved it.
He did. He definitely deserved it. But, like, that was pretty brutal. you know, and but that guy, he was mean to my boy Andy, like for no reason, all because some other synthetic did something else, like let it go.
Okay? Dude, yeah.
But I hated the Rook.
You hated the Ian Holm,
the AI thing. Yeah, I did not like it whatsoever because it was not needed in the slightest to me. It was an extra step they didn't have to do.
Well, I'll say something about that when we get to the plot start.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, I mean, again, David Johnson did a great part.
Yes, yes.
Talking about the plot and the story for Alien Romulus, having this been the newest rendition of an Alien movie, but this is a direct sequel to the first Alien movie.
Yep.
Which this comes before Aliens. And it definitely looks like they, you know, kind of did that same The Force Awakens to A New Hope effect, where we're going to include a lot of similarities, but we're going to include enough that it seems different, you know, different, you know, cast, different scenario, but it's because it's building off of something. But we're going to, you know, pay some homage to a couple things. And Rook being that other android is one of them. And I liked how they used the disc from him
to like to upgrade help Andy, upgrade kind of.
Andy, yeah. So like, I do think for the sake of Andy's character progression, that's where Rook played a key role.
You could have done a different android, though.
I mean, because yeah, but I'm saying that's where they not wanted Rook to do that.
In Aliens, what's his name? Hudson
Ash.
Or something? Ash.
Yeah, it's not Ash. Yeah. It's different, but it's like that. But that's the prototype, right?
Yeah.
It's like T-800, right? For like Terminators are always going to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger, but it's not him per se. It's
yeah.
Like, they just look like him. So, I mean, I get that. And I think for the sake of Rook specifically, when in the third act too, because I enjoyed the first and second act, and the third act to me felt rushed. And I get it. Like that's when a lot of things are happening. You know, and speaking of quick, not to go on a side tangent here, but the evolution of the xenomorphs from the facehugger to chest, you know, burst definitely felt like it was sped up.
I want to say it seemed like it was 10 minutes because whenever the ship hit the gas or hit the fuel of the base,
yeah,
it accelerated and changed the course, which it made it like 50 minutes.
Yeah.
Until they crashed into like the asteroid belt.
Right.
Which was gnarly, by the way. That was cool. That was so cool.
That was really cool. Really cool.
It was like shot. These mountains like built into it was really cool.
Yeah.
And they crash into the hangar two of the other side of the base, and I think it's I could be wrong, but I want to say it's like 10, maybe 15 in movie minutes.
Right.
Which is still fast.
Yeah, and it's hard to gauge how much actual time has passed in the movie universe itself.
Yeah.
But it definitely felt like it was faster than the evolution from previous Alien movies.
It did seem a little sped up.
You know, especially from like Alien and Aliens from like 1 and 2.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know if there's like any sort of, you know, actual documentation out there that says how fast it all should be, but
I'm sure canonically speaking, I'm sure there is.
Yeah.
But,
you know, and I, you know, if someone wants to post that in the comments, by all means,
please let us know because
yeah, it'd be kind of cool just to see if there is something like that. I thought it was decent for a follow-up. I wanted to see more about world building, as you mentioned.
Oh, that chemical process.
Yeah.
Thing,
when Rook is talking about all the experimentations that are happening. And I wanted to see more about that. Maybe like another quick like flashback scene that showed the previous crew on not only Romulus, but on Remus as well. You know, it's like there's the Roman brothers, right?
Yep.
So it's like I wanted to see more about that. That's just a personal thing for me. But I think when they start talking about how the extraction and that there's like a small percentage that's similar than you know in rats than or rodents as to humans, and that's kind of what makes the girl at the end, you know, inject herself when she's on the ship who is pregnant. But I think for the sake of I wanted to see like an alien rat, because we've seen a lot of humanoid type alien xenomorph creatures. And we saw the other two different creatures from Prometheus and Covenant, but we haven't seen in these movies, in like the comics and like even the toy action figures, there was different types, or even other video games, there were other different types of hybrid type aliens. I wanted to see an actual rodent or an actual animal that had some sort of, you know, xenomorph infusion. Again, it's chemical.
Yeah.
They kind of showed it on the screen, and that's what I thought we were going to get.
Well, you see the remains of it, of what it looked like.
Yeah, but I think it would have been cool just to see it on screen, like an actual, like, you know, even if they built it prosthetically. You know what I'm saying? Like, that would have been really, really cool. Like, using some, like, practical effects that had it, that would have been super far out. I'm sure people would have been creeped out about it, especially for people that have, like, a phobia of, like,
the facehuggers were freaky, and they were practical. Yeah.
So, a little bit more world building, you know, maybe not a super rushed third act, a little bit more. Like, I think if the movie was maybe 20 minutes longer, 15, 20 minutes longer for me, I think that would have been good.
Wow, that's weird that...
I had the one saying that.
I would agree with it, though. I mean, was it needed? Not really, but like that would have been cool.
For sure, for sure. You know,
to definitely see the more of like the depth of what the hell was really going on. Because I feel like that with every alien movie. Like, what's the full story here?
Agreed.
And right now, the question is a little off topic, but the question is, how did the big ship with all of these eggs crash on the planet in the first Alien movie?
Yeah.
Maybe Ridley Scott's third movie. Well, tell us. I'm never going to get over that. Anyways, continue.
I think there could be a little bit more. And again, there's still a lot to be said about this whole alien universe. So yeah. I mean, I guess we'll see what happens. What were some of your likes and dislikes? I mean, we've kind of already said some already. Like,
yeah, I mean, definitely the dislike of AI Rook. Hated it so much. there was a convenient amount of plot armor.
Yes.
Towards the end. Specifically with the gun.
Yeah, when they fall down the elevator.
Yeah, there's like this really cool scene in like an elevator shaft. And anyway, Rain runs out of...
She runs low when she's
incredibly
shooting.
Low to the point where...
About 10%, I think it was.
Yeah, the bar is blinking, which tells me anywhere from 1 to 10% is what you got left, right?
Yeah.
And then in the elevator shaft, David ends up getting a hold of the gun to save Rain.
Or Andy, yeah.
Spoilers. He like reloads and then unloads the 450 rounds into the,
it was a lot. I mean, yeah. I'd be kind of curious but to see how much it was, but
it was told to her, you've got one mag, that's 450 rounds. Plot armor was very convenient.
You could do some math and see how much, you know, I mean, it's like what, 45 bullets left. So it definitely felt like it was a lot more for how fast it was.
Yeah.
Shooting, but yeah, I mean, I know that's super small. Now, I will say the plot armor in you know, that I had an issue with, that I did not like in that same scene just before it.
Oh, yeah,
when she falls and there's one xenomorph that was being sneaky, sneaky, that was hiding off because xenomorphs like to be sneaky,
they're good.
Every other death, for the most part, that we saw in this movie and in other movies before, xenomorphs love to impale their prey with their tail. That's like one of the most iconic things for them to do as well. This one conveniently catches her as she's falling, as it like wraps around her, I feel like it was any other character, it would have caught her or caught him.
Impaled it.
Through an impale.
Yeah, I can see it.
Because she's the main character, she didn't get... like, look, she could have died, and the person that the person that lives is Andy.
Yeah.
As the android. I would have been fine with it as well. Not saying that because she left, I didn't have a problem with that. Just for clarification. It doesn't ruin the story, but it's sort of like... Okay, so the...
To me... I'm sorry, continue.
Well, I'm just saying, like, the xenomorph doesn't impale her, but it impales everyone else.
To me, it seems like, because I've seen this movie twice, the second time I noticed that the xenomorph that caught her with the tail had a chunk of its head missing. So it definitely, to me, it was like he was going to catch her and be like, all right, I'm taking you back up there and I'm going to f*** you up. Yeah, I get it. I get
still
it.
Just something that I was convenient. Like, eh, all right, okay. But the other thing that I wasn't very fond of was the hybrid itself. There was that one moment that everyone was like gasped in the theater.
Dude,
it was creepy looking.
It's creepy as
all fours, but it looked too much like the engineers, which
I'm okay with that.
The reason why I'm not is because if it's a hybrid of a human beings are not that tall. So why is it that it can just suddenly shoot up to like a 9 foot tall, 10 foot tall human being, which is how tall the engineers were?
You know who we should ask? Ridley Scott. I guarantee you, I got a little intense, that it explains that. I'm just saying his third Alien movie that he hasn't made.
Listen, we've had how many?
Prometheus to.
I mean, I'm maybe. Sorry,
Covenant?
Maybe.
I don't know. But it's not, to me, it's.
I'm always saying this because in the evolution of a facehugger popping out the chest and then the xenomorph hatching, they're not that tall.
But here's the thing.
Granted, it was a baby and that was the chemical.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's where it's different. So that's where I think whether you call it plot armor. I was going to say, whether you call that plot armor or not, that's the explanation.
I'm about to strike all this plot armor and say no.
It works for me, man.
It just, I don't like it when it's too convenient.
Yeah, but this to me, like, it's not really convenient. It's just.
It's convenient for it to be that tall that looks like an engineer, but it's not an engineer.
I think they just wanted to make it creepy as
To me, it didn't honestly seem that creepy. Like,
to me, the only thing that was creepy was that shot because.
I would have liked to have seen like a little baby, like a little quick.
That's what I thought we were going to get, this weird creep, because you saw the head in that one. I'm like, this thing's going to be weird.
I thought it was going to be like a smaller xenomorph baby that was super quick and just like darted around. Like,
it's almost freakier.
That's what I'm saying. Like, imagine it. That was like, that just looked smaller.
Yeah.
And it was hard to get and hard to kill. And not that this one was hard to kill, but it, you know, got dropped out into space and got destroyed by an asteroid belt.
The combination of a cargo hold.
And not my favorite. I think I still like the regular xenomorph design, but there's other designs that I've liked more that may or may not have been canon, but this one was just sort of.
I'm in the process of, like I said, I'm in the before we were recording, I'm watching them all again. And
like, I liked the concept from the ending of Prometheus. To me, that seemed more like an actual hybrid than
that one.
Because that was like albino. It was different.
I was going to say the same thing because they're kind of similar in Covenant.
Yeah.
They're freaky.
That's what I'm saying. Those to me were a little bit more freaky in a hybrid sense than this hybrid we got here. Like, you know, I'm not saying it was terrible. I'm not saying it was stupid. I'm just saying I think it could have been better to me or different. No. Instead of it making it tall like an engineer, make it shorter, maybe a little like disfigured. Like, how cool would have been if like the alien, like xenomorph part, but it had like a baby's face in it. You know what I'm saying? Like some weird Silent Hill, like some like really creepy.
That'd be weird.
Like, that's what I wanted to see. Because again, you're talking
creepy.
You're talking the evolution of this thing just went like from a little baby that came out of a womb to
a 10 foot. Person in
that was
three
fully,
or 4 minutes, 5 minutes,
not even that. Like, I mean, that thing was rapid. Maybe 5 minutes
in movie minutes. Who knows? In movie minutes, I'm gonna go with like 5 minutes. Regardless, it's still accelerated
for sure. What about rating? What would you give this movie?
I give it a nice 86%. To be honest,
yeah, I
like this movie a lot.
I'm looking at an 80
because to me, both times I saw it, I reacted the same way the last 10-15 minutes where I leaned forward. I credit that to the music.
Sure.
Mostly. And
sure.
I mean,
yeah, like sound design, I give like that'd be like a 10 to me.
100%. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, like nice 86. Like I said, I'm in the process of rewatching all the Alien movies to give my ranking, but I gave them to you before we.
Yeah, we'll have to save that for a different stream, maybe, or something like that. If we do like an Alien talk,
ranking, yeah,
you know. But Yeah, and I think in the 80s, fair. It wasn't my favorite Alien movie. Definitely not the worst, in my opinion. Far from it. So I appreciate it. It was definitely cool to see another Alien movie come out into form that is canon mm-hmm. and definitely fits the mold. Overall, a great job. I'll be curious to see what the next Alien movie is. $80 million budget, and it had already made back its money. It's like, I think, $110 million from the box office. So great to see.
5 days in?
Yeah.
6 days in?
Good numbers. I hope more people go to see it. It's definitely worth seeing.
Yeah, 100%. Definitely have to see it in
a good theater.
I would say IMAX.
Yeah. IMAX or Dolby?
I saw it in both.
You think IMAX is better?
To me, IMAX is better. Right. It's always been better than Dolby, in my opinions, but that's just me.
There you go. See it in Dolby.
For those of you who are watching, Nick and I have been arguing over this for years, and we will continue to argue over it, but I am Team IMAX, and he is Team Dolby.
Yeah. But
anyways,
yeah, let us know what you think.
That's it. Yeah, let us know. Let us know if you're Team IMAX or Team Dolby as well.
Yeah, and let us know what you think about the sound design, the cinematography, mm-hmm. the acting, the characters, the plot.
The hybrid.
The hybrid.
Let us know about the hybrid.
Yeah, maybe the hybrid more importantly.
Yeah, because
it's probably something we just argued the most on in this video. So, but we appreciate everyone sticking around.
Yeah.
You can follow us on X at Plot Strikes Back. That should be a link in the description below. Catch us on the next video upcoming soon.
Stay tuned. Obviously, we're being more active on YouTube, so pretty exciting. More people are wanting that, which is nice. So definitely stay tuned. Yeah, we'll keep them coming.
Yep, sounds good. So that'll do it for us here. Catch you next time on The Plot.
The Plot. Strikes Back. Strikes Back. Strikes Back. Strikes Back.